to the ball game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Records.
Good evening, afternoon, morning, baseball fans. It's time for another edition of the Crowd to Play podcast. I am Joe Hoynotsky, who's old and gimpy, and I am joined by Greg Hessen, who's just old.
I am old.
Are you feeling gimpy at all?
I mean, no, just old.
Oh, okay. Because I'm hurt. Yeah. Moving is not my favorite thing to do right now. Neither is sitting in a chair, which is why for the remainder of this podcast, I will probably be standing.
You are standing
because, Greg, I hurt myself. I hurt my back.
You did.
The week before my 30th birthday, and it's still lingering the week after my 30th birthday. And my advice to anyone out there who may or may not be listening to this podcast at a younger age than anybody, don't get old. That's my advice for all of you. Do not get old. Do not get to a point where your body is more fragile. Just stay young forever.
Forever.
Yeah, don't age. If you have any choice in the matter, do not, under any circumstances, get older than you are right now. Stay your age just for the rest of eternity.
If I could, I would.
Honestly, if it were up to me, I'd probably go back a few years.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, and to a point where my muscles are less fragile. Oh. So there's that. I'm in less pain than I was before. I can move now. If you had talked to me earlier this week or even towards the end of last week, movement was just not an option. So, anyway,
well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Enough of my personal health problems. Let's talk about baseball, Greg. That's why we're here.
Baseball's good.
Is it good?
It's always good.
But I'm talking about like the end of the 2017 regular season. Is it good?
For excitement, no. But it's still baseball.
It's still baseball, but I'll be honest. For probably the last week or so, I've been in just let's get to the playoffs. We've basically known the 10 playoff teams for a while now.
We have.
Sure, the Rockies and Diamondbacks, and if the Brewers manage to leapfrog the Rockies in this last week of the season,
I don't think it's going to happen. Though.
They'd be a surprise, but I think I'm past the point where I'm surprised by anybody, and I just want to. I don't know. I don't see anything changing, and I just want to. I want the playoffs to get here.
I agree with you, but I'm getting a little sad.
It is that time of year. I'll give you that
because the Tigers are so bad, and I'm not good. Whatever it is, what it is. But the last game's Sunday.
They're the worst team in the American League, Greg.
They are. Doesn't it make you a little sad?
No, because this season should be putting you out of your misery now.
Yeah, but that means I'm going to go into baseball blues.
No, you're not. You got the playoffs. The baseball blues don't start until November, Greg.
For the Tigers, they do. Tigers
blues. But you got stuff to distract you.
Tiger blues.
You got the playoffs.
Okay.
And
you're right.
You've got... I got nothing else, but... The Blues don't start until November when you have nothing left to distract you.
That is true.
Then you can look forward to three long years of being the worst team in the American League and rebuilding.
More misery.
Yeah. Three more years of pain and suffering and losing baseball. But remember, it comes with the caveat that there will be cheap tickets.
Yep.
And if you just feel like going to the ballpark on a random Tuesday night in July, bam, it'll be there.
It will. You know what? We didn't go to a game this year, by the way.
Not together, no.
Yeah, what's up with that? Normally I go to a few.
I only went to one game as a fan. I was at a couple games as an employee. But I went to a Cubs game. It was a light year in terms of live baseball for me.
It was for me, too. I didn't go to a lot of games.
Yeah.
I went to less than 10, I think.
I suppose we weren't missing much.
Well, when I went down there the other week, it was just horrible. I had fun.
Well, you went when it was cold and rainy. The game got delayed by half an hour, yep. And
yeah, it was okay, but it's baseball, and I had a good time.
There's something to do.
And then I went when they played the Yankees and got destroyed.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think how many games I went to. Less than 10.
Yeah. See, I went to a grand total of 3 here in Detroit, and then 1 in Chicago.
Because I refuse to pay money after a certain point.
And the one in Chicago was the good game.
The other
games, they weren't terrible. Well, one of them was. But
looking back on the Tiger season, though, when did you realize it's going to be worse than we thought?
That's a good question. I don't know, midway through the season or so?
I was a little July. Mine was late June.
Okay.
Like mid to late June when you're looking at the standings and there's still like denial and then you're like, no.
Yeah.
And then probably middle July, you're just like, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I knew it was going to be bad.
I still didn't think it'd be worse than the worst team in the American League bad. I thought the White Sox would be worse.
I really thought we would only be finish maybe 10 games out, 15 tops. Not, what are we, 34 out? 37?
I don't know. I don't even look at such things anymore. There's no point to me.
Guess how many we are out?
35.
37.
37, I was close. Yep. See, I've been focusing more on the top of the standings where my team resides. Oh. An actually good baseball team.
They might be
Which is, no, they're good. You don't win a division with a bad baseball team. Not normally.
That's true. Speaking of bad baseball team, you know who's kind of surprised me, even though they started off really bad and they're still kind of bad? Toronto.
They've kind of made something of their season. They're still, what, tied for last place?
Tied for last place, 75 and 84.
Yeah.
But still, they started off, what, 0-9, 10?
Yeah, they were the last team to win a game.
Yep.
So we got, I wouldn't go so far to say they made something of their season. I was expecting a step back, maybe not something that far back, but it was what it was.
Yep.
Good chunk of a step back, we'll say. So, but, other than that, you look at this season and... I don't remember our predictions right off the bat, but I'm pretty sure we all predicted the Red Sox, Indians, Astros, Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers to win divisions.
I think we did. I think I did.
I don't think we got any of our wild card predictions right. I don't remember if I had the Yankees in there, but I know I did not have the Twins.
I think Toronto was my wild card.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and listen, but I'm pretty sure I had Toronto.
And I don't think either of us had the Rockies or the Diamondbacks. Nope. Definitely none of us had the Brewers.
No.
I think we were all kind of locked in on the Mets and Giants, and both teams were bad.
Yeah. The Mets are pretty bad.
Yeah. So... there was a little bit of unpredictability in the wild card, but as far as the division winners, it was all chalk.
Yep.
It was a fairly predictable season, and there seems to be a bigger gap in general between good teams and bad teams.
There. The fall-off's really bad.
Yeah, but even at the top, we have more really good teams this year than we've had in the past.
Yep.
The Astros, if they win one of their final three games against Boston, will become the third 100-win team in 2017. To get the previous 300-win teams, you have to go back to 2011.
Yes.
So there have been we're going to have 300-win teams this year. I don't think the Red Sox are going to lose out. I think the Astros will get at least one of them,
yeah.
Yeah. And
because that game doesn't mean anything.
Not really, no.
They're both locked up the division.
The Astros are battling the Indians for seeding.
That's true.
They could end up in the... as the number one seed in the American League, which would give them the wild card winner, as opposed to another set with the Red Sox. Because right as it stands right now, the Indians are one, the Astros are two, and the Red Sox are three. So the Indians would play either the Twins or Yankees, winner of the wild card game, and the Red Sox would play the Astros, Houston with home field advantage. But nothing's going to change that. Yeah. So and then out in the National League, you got the Dodgers. They would play the Cubs. And then the Dodgers would play the wild card winner, and the Cubs would play the Nationals. And as I was mentioning before we started recording this, I really don't care who wins the National League of the six teams still capable of winning the pennant. I don't really care either way.
There's only one team I really don't want to see.
Who?
Arizona or not Arizona? Colorado, excuse me.
Why? What do you have against the Rockies?
Because I'd rather see the Dodgers because I like them, and then Arizona because JD Martinez.
Yeah, I suppose. We'll talk more about that in the second segment, but I'm just looking at this and it's like I feel like there's a lot of really bad teams. You got the Tigers, the White Sox, the A's, the Phillies, the Giants, the Mets, the Reds. These teams are just god-awful, and I feel like they're more god-awful than usual.
This year, the fall of has been...
I didn't look this up, but I'm going to.
Oh, boy.
How many 100 loss teams... are we going to have this year at this current pace?
None.
Let's see. The Giants could lose out and get 100 losses. That is it. So I guess we're not that historically bad.
Detroit came close.
Yeah. Last year you had the Twins who lost 103 as the only 100-loss team. 2015, you didn't have any. I think 2015 was very, very well bunched up. Same thing in 2014. So I guess... they're not historically bad, but it feels like there's a lot of teams on the lower end of that win percentage spectrum.
Yep.
So, I mean, even like, the Tigers are not going to get 100 losses, thankfully for you, I guess. And
I gave up a long time ago on them.
Yeah, but even with just 3 games to go right now, there isn't much at stake.
Well, the Twins are playing for, well, nothing, really.
No, yeah. They're locked into going to the Yankees for a wild card.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild card.
Nothing they can do about that.
They might be going to Boston.
I suppose if the Red Sox lose out and the Yankees win out, neither of which I think are going to happen, it would be a one-game playoff for the American League East with the loser hosting the wild card game.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I really don't. I don't think either team's going to sweep or get swept. It's mostly meaningless. I'm not going to go out and make a prediction saying, the Red Sox are going to take 2 or 3. That doesn't matter.
Yep.
It is what it is. Like I said, I just want the playoffs to get here.
I'm with you. I agree.
We set a home run, league-wide home run record.
We did.
We talked about that last week. This week, we can talk about strikeouts.
Yeah.
We set for the 10th consecutive year?
10th? Yep.
That's what you said. We set a league-wide record for strikeouts in a single season with almost 40,000 of them.
Yep.
39,000 and change strikeouts total. And that led me to do some calculations. More than one out of every 5 at-bats, we're talking 21% of plate appearances, end in a strikeout. And then if you factor in home runs and walks as the other of the 3 true outcomes, you get over 30% of at-bats or plate appearances end in one of the 3 true outcomes,
yep.
A walk, a strikeout, or a home run. One out of every 3 at-bats or so ends up with a ball not in play.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? It's wow, just insane stuff. I mean, the way baseball's going these days.
Baseball's insane.
Not a bad thing, not a good thing, just it is what it is. Yep. More home runs, more strikeouts, and more walks, too. So, more balls in play would be nice, I think. But I'm not really going to start clamoring for them. It's not going to drive me away from the game because everyone's hitting bombs.
Not a get-off-my-lawn moment for you?
No, not a get-off-my-lawn moment. That's interesting moment for me. If you get what I'm saying.
I hear you.
So, all right, do you have anything else for this first segment, or do we want to take a break and then start talking about what we think the playoffs are going to turn out like?
Let's go do that.
Okay, let's go do that. On the other side, we will discuss what are probably going to be the playoff matchups and who's going to win each one, because we can, and we make foolish predictions all the time. On the Calling Plate Podcast on LastWordOnBaseball.com.
So messed up, I want you here.
Relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic.
Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog.
And we're back, the Calling Plate Podcast and LastWordOnBaseball.com. Ready to do a premature playoff preview.
Yeah.
Try saying that one 5 times fast.
Playoff preview.
Premature playoff preview. Because as we stated last segment, we talked about how we basically know the 10 playoff teams.
Yep.
It's going to be the Yankees and the Twins playing in a wild card game. It's going to be the Diamondbacks and the Rockies in another wild card game. They will go on to face division winners. So first of all, let's talk about the wild card game because I'm going to say it. They're set.
I agree.
So. And if they're not, if you're a Rockies fan and they end up blowing it this weekend, I insincerely apologize. So, Greg, let's start in the American League.
Yep.
Twins, Yankees, or Twins, Red Sox. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Twins, Yankees. I don't think it's going to change. I agree.
And who wins?
You know what? I'm going to say the Yankees.
I hope you're wrong, but
I
think you're going to be right. The Twins, they've been a great story getting into the playoffs this year. I think if we had potential wild card teams to come out of the AL Central, both of us would have picked the Tigers or Royals ahead of them. Yep. No one was ever going to pick the White Sox. But if you had to pick a division if you had to say which division is the wild card going to come out of, it probably would not have been the American League Central. We probably would have said the East gets both teams or the West gets one of them.
I know I said the East.
Yeah. So... It's a good story, but the Twins, I don't think they're good enough. I mean, one game, anything can happen.
Yep.
You never know. The Twins have won at Yankee Stadium before. It's not like it's some sort of Herculean task that is completely impossible. But the Yankees are a good team. Aaron Judge is going to be Rookie of the Year. Gary Sanchez is still good. Their pitching's pretty solid. I don't see the Twins winning the game.
No, I agree. I hope they win.
As much as I want them to, yes. So over to the National League, Diamondbacks and Rockies, probably. Or Diamondbacks and Brewers. Yep. First of all, do you think the Rockies are going to blow it?
No, I think they're still going to get in. I told you that last week. I believe that.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's going to stay the same. Arizona.
Okay. I do think the Rockies are going to hold on. I think they get one of these games against the Dodgers, and I think the Brewers lose a game, maybe even two, against the already eliminated Cardinals. So that
makes me happy, by the way.
Yeah. Anytime you can say the Cardinals are eliminated from playoff contention is good.
It is.
So, I mean, they made it way too close. Like, I would have liked it to have been a little more buffer than just, you know, 4 days to go in the season. But I'll take what I can get.
Absolutely.
So I also think that it's going to be the Diamondbacks, although this one I think has a little more wiggle room in terms of trying to make a prediction, because the Rockies, yeah, they cool off a little bit, but I think they match up better with the Diamondbacks than the Twins do with the Yankees. Yep. So I'm still going to pick the Diamondbacks like you, but I'm not quite as sold on.
You're not sold.
Yeah, I think the Rockies can make something happen, because you never know when they're going to start hitting the ball. So, all right, which gives us some wild card matchups to talk about, or division series matchups to talk about. So let's open up with the one that is most likely going to happen, and which is the Cubs and Nationals. Nationals home field advantage in that one.
Yep. Ooh, that's tough. Are we going to have a healthy Bryce Harper?
I hope so. I think it's going to be an interesting series.
Very. That might be the most interesting series of them all.
Yeah, of the potential. Well, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I suppose it depends on what you mean by interesting, because you're going to have some really fun stuff going on in the American League as well. But I mean, the Cubs, they squeaked in the grand scheme of things. Well, I'm not on this year's standings. Let me get back to this year's standings here. How did I end up in 2003? I don't know how I ended up in 2003 whatsoever. Okay.
Are you looking at the Sportsbook Almanac again?
That has to be it. All right, so the Cubs, 90 wins, will face the Nationals, 96 wins. That matchup is set in stone. That's the only one that is absolutely, yep, positively going to happen. I mean, the Cubs are hot right now.
They are.
And the Nationals, it's going to depend a lot on which Bryce Harper they get. If they get a healthy Harper, or if they get a Harper who's still hobbling from injuries. There's so much history here. You got the Cubs having just won the World Series this year and really streaking towards the end of the season, and the Nationals, who are always screwed by the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems that way. Was it last year or the year before where they had the weird pop fly rule?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Yep.
But you always go in Nationals saying, you know what, they're going to win this series, and they've lost both of their both of their division series they've ever played in. So
I'm going to take the Cubs, or I'm going to go with the Nationals.
Yeah,
pitching.
Pitching is big, and the Cubs, theirs is not as solid.
And I'm rooting for Scherzer.
You're rooting for all the former Tigers, aren't you?
I just want Scherzer to win a World Series.
You want Scherzer to win, period.
Yep.
So, I'm not rooting for anybody in the National League, like, period. I'm going to say the Cubs win it, just to be a contrarian with you.
Ooh.
And just the Nationals are going to be the Nationals.
And I say whoever wins, I'm not going to be mad.
No, I'm not going to be mad no matter what happens in the National League this year.
I will. You know what? I'm with you on that. The least favorite, I don't want to see Colorado win, but will I be angry? No. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think so.
It is my least favorite to want them. Any of the other, I really want to see Arizona for a few reasons. Mainly, it goes back
to J.D. Martinez.
And it goes back to the Tiger days.
Yeah.
But you know what? And Rod Gardner is on the bench, isn't he?
I don't know. Is he?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, he might not be there for long. Yeah. Hey.
Or anyway, he might be the Padres. I don't know. I might have mixed that up.
Anyway, then you've got the other National League probable matchup. If our predictions come true, Arizona against the Dodgers. Is there any way the Dodgers lose a playoff series?
I'm intrigued by that.
Yes.
And I'm not jumping on the Arizona bandwagon, but again, Dodgers proved they were the best team in baseball, but what Dodgers team is going to show up?
Well, are you going to get the early September Dodgers or the mid-July, early August Dodgers?
I still think the Dodgers are going to move on, but Arizona could give them a run. And again, I wouldn't be shocked if Arizona beats them.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, they seem to have pulled out of their funk. They're on a four-game win streak right now. They're 6-4 in their last 10. So, no, they're not the world beaters that they were a month and a half
absolutely
ago.
Absolutely not.
But they are, they're coming out of their early September funk. I think their funk happened at the right time. I think they win this series.
I do.
So, and I think the Dodgers have the most pressure on them coming into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
They've got this, the best record in baseball thing. They've got the fact that they've been in the playoffs so much in these past 2 years and haven't been able to get anything done. So the there's also the payroll too.
Yep.
The Dodgers, they spend a lot of money on great players, young players, and I think it's about time that it all comes together for them.
I do.
So the Dodgers have the most pressure. I don't think it's going to really affect them all that much. I think they win this first series, and who knows where they'll go after that. I mean, we're not going to, you know, pick a World Series winner here. I feel like we do that too often as it is.
Oh, we're not going to, huh?
Not right now, no.
Oh, why not?
Because there's no point in it.
I think we should.
If you really, really want to. I will draw a team out of the hat and say Team A is going to win the World Series.
Team A.
It's going to be the Brewers. I don't know.
So we're just predicting this series, huh?
Yeah, we're sticking to one round for now. I mean, if you really want to go super bold and go way out there, then fine. But keep in mind, you're probably going to be revising that prediction in 1 week's time.
This is very true.
So when the Diamondbacks lose the wild card game, and I don't know, anything can happen. Yep. So out of the American League, we both picked the Yankees to win the wild card game. So the Yankees would play the Indians or the Astros. Who do you think is going to come out on top here? The Indians lead by a game right now.
I think the Indians.
Yeah, I think the Indians too. Do you think the Indians are going to succumb to some sort of postseason like slump because of their historic win streak?
Nope.
Because they wouldn't lose in September and
no,
really?
Nope. I think okay. They're gonna. I'll just tell you right now. I think they're going to the World Series.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think they will.
I think they're too good. Their pitching's too good. The only other team, I think Boston can give them, anyone can give them a run.
Yeah.
But I really think they're going to go to the World Series, and I feel about the same thing with the Red Sox. Like what happened last year? Their pitching didn't hold up.
Yeah.
And they got
so who's going wrecked. To the World Series, the Red Sox or the Indians? You can't pick both.
Ask me that next week.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yep.
I think the Indians get by the Yankees, but again, I'm not going to pick them to win the World Series or go to the World Series.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah. I think they get by the Yankees. I think they're a better team than that. But you know what? No matter who they end up playing, whether it's the Astros or the Red Sox, or if weird things happen, someone else, then I don't think it'll matter. I think it will. I don't think it'll matter. I think it'll be a good series anyway.
I think as long as the Yankees don't get in there, I mean, they can make it interesting too. But I think it's going to be a good series all the way across. This has the potential to be one of the better playoff scenarios around.
Yeah, you're probably right. Short series is a little more random variation than if you go into the seven gamer, but I still think the Indians will have what it takes to see the Yankees by and move on to the ALCS.
Yep.
So Red Sox Astros, assuming nothing weird happens, what do you got?
I'm torn on this one.
I kind of am too. I'm not gonna lie.
Pitching is key. Red Sox got some good pitching. Houston got Verlander.
Houston's got Verlander.
Does that make him the wild factor?
Kind of, yeah.
Because if he pitches really well, they're going to go.
Probably, yeah.
But I'm not being a homer or anything like that. That's just, we've seen him pitch for how long here? We know his MO.
Especially come playoff
Yeah,
time.
And when he's on.
Well, it's not the World Series anyway.
Yeah. But we've seen him be on and he's amazing. And yep. Captain Obvious says when he was bad. There's no way around it. We've seen some marquee matches up with him. We've seen him get bombed and we've seen him get tear it up.
Right. I mean, obviously, I'm cheering for the Red Sox. I want whoever wins this series, I want them to win the World Series. They're going to be my number one team.
I kind of agree with you on that. Out of this, whoever wins this one, I do.
If I had to go with my head, though, I would say the Astros, mostly because their pitching is better. The Red Sox, their rotation is not as good as you think it would be. I mean, Rick Porcello took a step back. David Price has just never really been David Price.
Well, again, kind of Verlander. What happens when he shows up?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes all the way back to the Rays.
Right.
And he was phenomenal there in the Tigers. That's all we'll say.
He had a good half season with the Tigers.
But again, if he's off, you might be right.
Yeah. But he's been off for so long that he might not even be starting in the playoffs. They might make him a bullpen option for the ALDS.
Which could be scary.
So, yeah. And
if he comes out of the bullpen, lights out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. My head says the Astros are going to win this series.
and it'll be Houston, Cleveland, which will be a terrible for TV ratings.
I think it'll be a good series.
I think it'll be a good series, but it'll be terrible for TV ratings.
Who are you rooting for in that one if that happens?
I'm rooting for the Astros. I'm rooting the American League. I have more rooting interest. I do not want the Indians to win because I don't like Cleveland. Period. Like anything Cleveland, I don't like it, and I don't like the Yankees. So I don't want either of those two teams to win. National League is where I don't really care. Yep. So, I mean, obviously, you know what the TV networks want.
Yep.
The TV networks want Boston, New York.
They either want Boston, New York.
No, they want Boston, New York. There's no either or in that
scenario.
You
don't think they want Boston, L.A.?
No. Well, that'd be a World Series thing. We're talking ALCS. Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought you meant.
Yeah. Boston or New York against the Dodgers would be their dream World Series scenario, but they want Red Sox, Yankees in the ALCS.
Oh, absolutely, because people are going to be nostalgia.
No, it's Red Sox, Yankees. Yep. They're the two big rivalries.
The nostalgia.
Nostalgia, sure, but it's also they're just long-time heated rivals.
I don't want that to happen for one reason.
Why?
10-hour games. Not literally. Yeah,
I get your exaggeration. That would be really annoying. And I don't know if my...
Do you think Joe Buck could handle it?
I don't know. That's the other question. I don't remember the playoff TV, whether the American League is on TBS or not.
But if he can handle it, he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah, that is very, very true. They don't have TV on here. So I don't remember whether...
Let's see here. Oh, we do have it.
Okay.
For the ALCS, we're going to go check it out here.
Yeah, I don't have TV on my screen, but you might have it on yours.
ALCS is TBS, Fox, and FS1.
Okay, so it's just bouncing around, I guess. I don't know, yeah. So do I think Joe Buck could handle it? Yeah, he can.
I don't know. He's going to lose his mind.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's not senile or anything.
But he'll be rooting for the Yankees.
I don't think Joe Buck ever really had a rooting interest back in those old Red Sox Yankees playoff days.
I don't know.
Then again, I was just a little kid, relatively speaking. I was in high school, but I don't really remember much of announcer bias going in there. If anything, in 2004, I think he was more rooting for the Red Sox. But I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're both going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow, that's pretty. Man, you think with your head.
As opposed to something else? I mean, what else would I be thinking?
No, for like baseball sense.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know if the Tigers were sitting there, you know where I'd be.
You'd be, rawr, Tigers!
Yeah, and I'd be making crap and talking off the top of my head.
Yeah, see, I try to be a little more logical.
I'd be not rational. You know this.
I try to be a little more cold and logical, robotic.
Well, the first time this year, I was rational.
Yeah.
I didn't predict them to go to the World Series or anything.
That's good. Yep. You're casting your fanness aside.
I did. So doing this podcast has made me do that.
That's a good thing, Greg. It means you're growing up. Yeah. So, all right, we'll be back before the wild or probably after the wild card games. Yep. I can't imagine we're gonna be here before then. We'll see though. So
you never know.
Well, you never know, but we're probably gonna do more of these podcasts during the playoffs, just because it's the playoffs and they're more fun. There's more talk about each game means a little more, so we'll have more actual baseball to talk about as opposed to trying to find out the best minor league promotions in the month of July or I don't know how long the eclipse is gonna last through Oregon and during a baseball game. And
hey, we had some fun this summer.
We had a lot of fun this summer, yeah. But that's the whole point of the podcast. Yep. Let's have some fun. We're going to have a little more fun on the other side talking. We're going to bring up the Tigers again. Ugh. Yeah. Well, no, it's a fun thing.
It is.
It's a fun thing. We'll talk about one player doing something completely meaningless that never happens in a completely meaningless baseball game on the Calling the Plate podcast on lastwordonbaseball.com.
So relax, let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay?
Come on down.
It's fun, goddammit.
And we're back to the Crog and Plate podcast and last word on baseball.com. So you know how we like to go on our like random digressions during the podcast? Well, we just went on a random digression not during the podcast and started talking about space and going to Mars and the moon.
Man, yep.
And Greg, what would baseball on Mars be like?
It'd be... Ooh.
Because you got to think, there's lower gravity.
Yep.
So the ball flies farther.
But would it go quicker or would it float?
It would go slower. So, at least if I mean, I'm not a physicist. I don't have much physics knowledge, but based on my understanding, it would go slower.
And how would you run, though?
You
in
run.
The spacesuit?
Yeah,
do you have to have a spacesuit on Mars? I think you do.
You would need to have some sort of breathing. Yep. But as far as, like, would you need a full-on spacesuit? No, I wouldn't think so.
Could you play in, like, shorts and a t-shirt and just have, like, an oxygen tank?
If you're near the... If it's Martian summer and you're near the equator, sure, I think.
I don't know how hot it gets on Mars.
If my memory serves me right, during the summer near the Martian equator, I think it's about like 60 degrees or so.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it'd be comfortable. And you wouldn't need a full-on spacesuit. You just need something to breathe because there's no oxygen in the atmosphere.
Nope.
So unless you build like a dome, like a giant habitat dome, then sure, you could play in whatever you want.
Then we could have a real biodome.
Yeah, but you still have to deal with the reduced gravity.
Yeah.
So you would need like 700-foot home run fences, which would why even bother having a home run fence?
That'd be just cool to see.
Yeah,
a 700-foot home run.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as impressive because of the lower gravity.
It would still be cool.
It would still be cool.
The ball kind of just floating.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be like, I think, okay, you wouldn't want to hit as many fly balls because the ball would hang up in the air longer, giving the fielder more time to get underneath it.
Yeah.
The outfielders, in theory, would be playing a little deeper.
You might only have to go down to two, though.
I don't know if it's that crazy.
Because if it's just going to float up there.
Right, it's going to take longer to get down, but you also have a lot more space to cover. That's because true. The outfield is going to be bigger because the ball won't come down as fast.
Yes.
So you'd have... You still have your three outfielders, but you think they'd be playing deeper. So basically, you would want like ground balls.
Yep.
They'd be least affected by the less gravity. They'd still roll at a pretty good pace. So I think you'd want more ground balls. Yeah. In which case, that would bring the outfielder in, and then you could try to hit more line drives over their heads.
Well, I think we're onto something here.
I think we're onto if you know what, Elon Musk. If you're listening, I know you're talking about going to Mars. What was it, yesterday or this morning or something? If you ever want to bring baseball to Mars, let us know. We will try to... I want to study this phenomenon.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, me and you can figure this out and become famous.
We will start the Mars baseball leagues.
Yep.
Among Martian colonists. Although I was saying I would want to go to Mars as a tourist, but I would not want to live there.
I don't know if I want to go to Mars.
I would go. I was telling you during the break, as long as I can come back.
I'd rather go to the moon.
I would totally go to the moon too. But again, as long as I can come back. I like Earth for the most part. The planet kind of sucks. The people really suck, but I live here. This is my home. I don't see Mars as a long-term home for myself. But given the chance to go there on a vacation, I'm packing my bags. Same thing for the moon, obviously.
Well, the moon's only 3 days. I'd rather do that.
Well, it's only a couple days flight, and you go there for a few days, and
you walk around and come home.
Walk around, grab some rocks. Yeah. Go visit the theme park, say hi to the moon men,
yeah.
And come on home with a lot of memories and some weird space legs, yep. Because you've been dealing with very low gravity environments for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But, hey, if someone wants to finance a trip for me and Greg to go to the moon, we will. I promise you. Mm. We will podcast from the moon.
Live from the moon.
Yes. We will try to stream it live. I don't know how internet would work on the moon. I'd presume it'd be really slow.
And it would be a huge delay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many minutes.
It's like, because all your servers are coming from Earth, and it's like a good, you know, 2 second light trip. So everything takes automatically like 2 or 4 seconds slower.
Yep.
So, yeah. Fun times if you're going to try to access the internet on the moon, or even Mars would be worse. So, fun.
It is a 1.2 second.
Okay, so that's a little off.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'd be 1.2 seconds there, 1.2 seconds back, plus satellite transfers and what have you.
It takes roughly 2 seconds for people to respond from the moon.
Yes.
Thank you, Google.
Google, you know everything. This is one other thing that Google knows, though, and it's actually baseball related. It has nothing to do with Mars, the moon, or outer space, but it does have to do with something that doesn't happen very often, and Greg's Tigers.
Yes.
Andrew Romine, it has been announced, will play all 9 positions
on
the final game of the season in Minnesota. Greg, this doesn't happen very often. It's only happened like 5 times in all of baseball history, including once by the Tigers.
Yep.
Shane Halter did it in 2000.
He did.
Greg, what's your thoughts?
Why not?
Okay, yeah, that's kind of me too.
That'd be fun. He can do it all.
You can. He has played all nine positions except catcher. Yep. Catcher is the only one he has not played this year for the Tigers. He has pitched a few innings.
He did pitch before.
Yes.
This year. But I have a question.
Huh.
It's not going to happen, but if it does, I'll roll with it for the end of the year. What happens if Anibal is perfect? He doesn't pitch.
No, he doesn't. No.
Perfect see, or a no-no see, going?
That's why I would start Andrew Romine.
At pitcher?
At pitcher. Start him at pitcher. Then that way you don't have to worry about no perfect game or no hit or anything like that. You start Romine at pitcher. Anibal, see how are you gonna do this? Because you're probably gonna end up losing your DH.
Yeah.
Well, no. Anibal.
Is he DH?
Okay. Okay. Here's how you do it without losing the DH. You can keep Victor Martinez or whoever. I don't even know if he's playing right now, but Cabrera. You keep your DH or your DH. Anibal Sanchez starts the game in right field.
Okay.
Romine pitches. Second inning, he goes to catch. Sanchez comes in to play to pitch. The right fielder. Okay. This worked in my head 30 seconds ago.
You were thinking over there.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. Romine pitches, he goes to catcher. The catcher goes to play right field for an inning.
Okay.
Then when, as he keeps bouncing around the diamond, you keep shifting whoever into right field. And then in the ninth inning, he's in right field. And it's all set. Still keep your DH.
You should make him DH.
DH does not count.
That's 10 positions, technically.
No, because you can't do it. Because technically, if you bring your DH into the field, you lose the DH.
That's true.
So that's why you really can't do it. Yep. So, yeah, an interesting thought. But no, it doesn't count as a position in this case. I respect the DH as a spot in the batting order, but
not for the field.
For this exercise, it does not count as a position.
Fair enough.
So that's – I mean, if there's a reason to watch baseball on Sunday, that would be it.
Yep.
Also, I mean, the Tigers are playing the Twins in Minnesota. The Lions are playing the Vikings. So you got this interesting Detroit versus Minnesota thing going on. So I don't know if there's some sort of, you know, parlay bet you want to do. Tigers and Lions beat the Vikings and Twins.
What the odds are on that?
What do you think the combined score of Tigers, Twins, and Lions, Vikings will be on Sunday?
Ooh. I'm going to say...
Or better yet, go with the entire three-game series... Starting tonight, between the Tigers and Twins, and then the Lions and Vikings on Sunday.
I have a feeling the Twins are going to kick the crap out of one of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to say they score 10 runs in one of the games.
Yep.
So that's 10 right there.
Okay.
And then we'll add another 5 and 3.
Okay, so 18 for the Twins. So yep. How many for the Tigers?
I'm going to say 12 total.
12. So 18 to 12, and then a Tigers-Twins prediction.
Ooh. I'm going to say 27-23.
Lions or Twins? Lions or Vikings?
I'm going to say the Lions.
Okay, so Minnesota is going to win barely for you.
Yes.
It would be 38 to 29 or 38 to 39? Yep. Yeah, 38 to 29 because you said 12 and 28. Or yeah, 27 and 12. So yeah, if it's 27-12, the Tigers would win by one.
Yep.
39 or Detroit would win
by one.
39-38. I will say, I'm not gonna go into details because I don't feel like doing that level of math. The final score will be between those four games: Minnesota 42, Detroit 38. I don't know. I'm just pulling numbers out of my ass at this point.
Yep.
So. All right, Greg, it's a meaningless final week of the season for all intents and purposes. Very little at stake. What do you have to say to the people before we send them out?
Enjoy your last weekend of baseball.
Yeah.
Because it is baseball.
For two-thirds of baseball fans, the season will end after this weekend.
Yes, that's why I'm a little sad. I've got the Tigers blues going.
Well, you can become a Red Sox fan. We're always accepting applications.
We
need better human beings as fans, Greg. A lot of Red Sox fans are terrible people. And we need better people as Red Sox fans. So you're more than welcome to come on the bandwagon.
I might go on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Whoever is in that series and wins that probably will.
Okay. So we, like I said, lots of Red Sox fans suck. You don't suck. So please,
thank you. Become a Red Sox fan.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm just waiting for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Once the playoffs get here, once Tuesday hits and there's Tuesday. That first wild card game, I'll be back. But until then, I'm probably not going to watch much this weekend. It's going to be a lot of soccer and football for me this week.
I'm going to hopefully watch a little bit of the Tiger game. Yeah, I'm with you, though. I don't know how much sports I'll be able to watch, to be honest, this weekend.
I'll pay attention to that last game just to see how Romine does playing all nine positions. Yep. But other than that, it is what it is. I'm not really worried about it.
I agree.
So, all right, Greg. That's the Crowding Plate podcast. We'll be back next week to talk about playoffs, wild card games, World Series, who knows what else.
You never know.
You never know. What you do know is it will be the Crowding the Plate podcast and last word on baseball.com. I don't care if I never get back.